The governor's commissioner of insurance says Wisconsinites buying coverage on the individual market could see rates increase by as much as 125% under the Affordable Care Act. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin is questioning the accuracy of those numbers.
They're really vague. It's hard to understand what they're comparing the rates to. They don't look at the levels of plan.
Craig says they also fail to account for the fact that many of those shopping through an exchange will qualify for tax credits,
which can reduce the cost to an individual buying insurance in the marketplace by 77%.
The estimates released by the state compare three age groups in eight of the state's largest cities. The smallest increase is about 9.7% for a 63-year-old in Kenosha. The highest is just under 125% for a 21-year-old in Madison. The initial numbers do not cite any specific prices.
Given how little information they provided, it's hard to see this as anything other than an attempt to scare and mislead the public into believing that they're going to face huge increase in their health care costs when they've not provided numbers that actually show that, or enough data for us to understand even where they're drawing these numbers from.
In releasing the estimates, Insurance Commissioner Ted Nichols said rates will vary widely based on a person's age and where they live, and acknowledged that federal subsidies will likely offset premiums for many people. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.